Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 3rd, Thankful Tuesday. Send me a text, call me, let me know via email something that you are thankful for that we can rejoice alongside about. We're continuing to make our way through Romans, but maybe we should take a pass at the memory passage. Remember, we're trying the English Standard Version this time, and we're in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. What's the word that it starts with? There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. All right, let's try it one more time. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. And so today's passage, Romans 10, verses 14 through 21, reminds us that this great message of Jesus Christ needs to be shared with others. And it encourages us to tell of the good news of the Lord. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again, I ask, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation who has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. In this chapter, Paul is trying to remind all the people about this new covenant family that we have through faith in Jesus Christ. And he's reminding us of several things specifically here. One, the great message of Jesus has to be shared. And so today we want to pray that God would call forth his message in us, and also that he would call people to vocational ministry. And in verses 16 through 21, Paul returns to that question of why haven't the Jews believed? In verse 18, he says, is it because they haven't heard? And he says, no, in this first century world, we've gone out to the ends of the earth. And then in verses 19 and 20, he makes the claim, well, maybe they didn't understand. And this is what Tim Keller has to say about that. In the Old Testament, it is the Gentiles who did not understand, and yet God had overcome their lack of understanding. Israel had far more understanding than the Gentiles did of God's nature, the need to be right with him, the promises of forgiveness by substitution implicit in the tabernacle and temple worship, the promises of a Messiah, and the fact that God would become our righteousness for us. He says they understood enough. So what is the right answer in verse 21? They were disobedient and obstinate. This is an amazing indictment. God has held out his hands to Israel, but though they heard and understood, they refused God's invitation to faith and insisted they would earn their own righteousness. And so in the next chapter, we're going to learn about the fact that God hasn't rejected them, though. Look at Paul. Paul is a Jew. So we'll continue on with this passage tomorrow. Let's turn now to the Psalms. Psalm 52 is a maskil of David. When Doeg the Edomite had gone to Saul and told him, David has gone to the house of Elimelech. Why do you boast of evil, you mighty hero? Why do you boast all day long? You who are a disgrace in the eyes of God, you who practice deceit, your tongue plots destruction. It is like a sharpened razor. You love evil rather than good, falsehood rather than speaking the truth. You love every harmful word, you deceitful tongue. Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up and pluck you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will see and fear. They will laugh at you, saying, now here is the man who did not make God his stronghold, but trusted in his great wealth and grew strong by destroying others. But I'm like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people. And I will hope in your name, for your name is good. Thank you for listening along on this Thankful Tuesday. Let me hear it. What are you thankful for? A person that comes to mind even now. We thank you, Lord, for creating people who live in a way that help us flourish. A place. Where is somewhere that you have gone or seen or experienced that helped you in your spiritual journey? And then a thing. Lord, we lift up our praise to you for the bountiful blessings that you provide, and also for perspective and wholeness. And we submit to you, Lord, and ask for you to continue to make us grateful people, living out of gratitude for the salvation that we have that is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We also want to pray for those who do not know you yet or have been obstinate and they are rejecting you. Lord, you haven't given up on us and you haven't given up on them. And we pray continually for them. We want to highlight the attributes of who you are. You are one who has unfailing love forever and ever. And now I want to end the podcast today by praying alongside the Church of England. Wayne mentioned their daily podcast. You can search for it on Apple Podcasts. It's called Daily Prayer. And each day, the prayers are so rich. And on Wednesday of last week, the 25th of February, the priest specifically prayed for the ministry vocations. And I thought that this goes nicely with the passage in Romans, which reminded us that we have to go and share the message of Jesus. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, you said to your disciples, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. Stir us to observe the signs of the times, that we may respond with compassion and wisdom to the needs of the world around us. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, you said to your disciples, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Stir us to recall you have chosen each one of us, that your saving love may bear fruit in lives of faithful worship and loving service. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, you said to your disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Stir us to pray and act with renewed energy for an increase in vocations to ordained and lay ministries, that new laborers may be called to your harvest. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, you said to your disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Stir your whole church to proclaim afresh the good news in both word and deed, that your salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Almighty God, you have entrusted to your church a share in the ministry of your Son, our great High Priest. Inspire by your Holy Spirit the hearts of many to offer themselves for the ministry of your church, that strengthened by his power, they may work for the increase of your kingdom and set forward the eternal praise of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.